Hi guys, my name's Jade and welcome to Bite Size, your weekly dose of everything you need to know in easy snackable bites. In this week's episode, get the Google update you need to make you sound like you know what you're talking about when in fact you have no clue. Learn everything you ever wanted to know about wombats, they're the new sloths. Find out why Peppa Pig is actually very gangster and learn a bit more about the Facebook dating app. Everybody's talking about Google I.O., which is Google's annual version of Apple's keynote, where the Googs reveals what's new.
John Legend. He would probably tell you he don't want to brag, but he'll be the best assistant you ever had.
Can you tell me where you live?
You can find me on all kinds of devices, phones, Google Homes, and if I'm lucky, in your heart.
So now we can get all of him, see what I did there, when we ask Google questions. I ask Google Assistant the same question every day because I want to know what the weather will be like, and saying goodbye to the lady could be a nice change. John Legend could be my personal weatherman. Responding to the news that her hubby would be one of the voices of Google, Chrissy Teigen tweeted, "I don't even need real John anymore." Definitely give her a follow on Twitter.
I don't have something else for you.
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
What you're hearing there is a robot. Google's new AI called Google Duplex can actually make appointments for you. What scares me so much is that this sounds like a human. So instead of making your own appointments, you'll now have more free time to do important things like check your Facebook. One of my guilty pleasures is watching reality TV, don't judge. And one of those shows is called Catfish, and it's on MTV. There is always someone with a fake Facebook profile who has been catfishing, tricking someone into believing they are someone else. And even with all the tech we have today, these people can never meet or video chat. That's clue one right there. At Facebook's annual developer conference called F8, Zucks announced that Facebook will add a dating app. And don't worry, your friends won't be able to see your profile. Guys, Peppa Pig is banned on an app in China because, wait for it, it's too gangster. This news honestly made my week. So apparently, Peppa Pig has become a sign of la resistance in China. So much so that all references to the British swine and her family were removed from Douyin or TikTok app. Peppa Pig really does bring home the bacon. When I googled how much Peppa Pig was worth, it's over $1.2 billion. But wait, there's more. It gets better. Apparently, Peppa Pig tattoos are a thing. Just think how much money laser tattoo removal parlors will be making in a few years' time. Once the fad dies down, I am so glad that my parents were the voice of reason when I said I wanted to get a tattoo. And no, it wasn't a tramp stamp, it was actually worse. I wanted a Chinese symbol on the back of my neck. Even the thought now embarrasses me. Wombats are marsupials that come from Australia. They look like a cross between a koala bear and a bear. They are very cute, have claws like Wolverine, and they're going to be the new sloths. And just in case anyone ever mentions a wombat, here are a few fun facts. One, they have pouches, that's what makes them a marsupial, but instead of facing upwards, so towards the face, it actually faces towards the rear. Fact number two, they are solo animals, bit of a lone wolf. Fact number three, they have cubed shaped poop. And fact number four, the collective noun for wombats is a wisdom of wombats. Now you know. And that's it for this week's Bite Size. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard, please share it with your friends. And if you have celebrity friends, definitely share it with them. And
the podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.